From Hollywood, California to the Nevada desert, it's time for Hoot Gibson, Vegas Cowboy. Today's episode, Adventure at the D4C Ranch.
Let's hear it for Frank Sinatra, Dean Martin, and Sammy Davis Jr. And that's our show tonight, folks. They're off to shoot their major motion picture now. It's called Ocean's 11, and it's coming soon. Their night's not over, and neither is yours. Grab another drink, head on over to the tables, and enjoy your evening here at the Sands Hotel and Casino. Merry Christmas, everybody.
Wow, now that's entertainment.
Ah, Mr. Gibson. I see you're already in costume.
Well, this isn't my first rodeo, nor is it my second. And I am most certain it isn't my third.
Well,
it's likely to be my 100th or so rodeo.
Glad to hear.
It's how I got my start in showbiz. I was on the rodeo circuit.
Got it. Well, we're on lunch now. Frank, Dean, and Sammy need a break before they start shooting. You're welcome to relax back here in the dressing rooms till it's time for your big scene.
Thanks, partner. Don't mind if I do. Just gonna have some of these fancy hors d'oeuvres here.
Yeah, those are just mixed nuts, Mr. Gibson.
Indeed they are. Much fancier than any single nut.
It was like a wet tuxedo contest out there.
I've never been better, and I was never better last time.
Good show out there.
Well, thanks, Dean. I did do a great job.
He was talking about me, Sammy.
I was talking to myself, Frankie.
You know, goodnick, why I
I ought to pour myself another drink. We've got a long night ahead of us, and I need a pick-me-up before.
Hey, look who's here. Cowboy star and my old friend Hoot Gibson.
Well, howdy there, Frank, Dean, Sammy. Thanks for having me on your picture.
It's our pleasure, Hoot. It's been a while since your last one, right?
Longer than I care to admit, but Vegas has been good to me. I don't make it out to Hollywood much anymore. Glad you folks made it out to me.
Are you kidding? This is the greatest city in the world. We love it here. It's a city of light. The city that never sleeps. The city of brotherly love.
Oh, brother. Hey, you want a snifter or three of this?
Oh, thank you kindly, Dino. I'll just stick with my Roy Rogers here.
Roy Rogers? What I want to know is why don't they call it the Hoot Gibson? You've made over 200 pictures. There ought to be a law.
Now, Hoot, you've been out here for a long time, right? What made you decide to move out here to Vegas?
Well, it was a few things all happening at once. Laws were changing. Opportunities were opening up. You could gamble.
Boy, could you ever.
You could sell liquor again without having to worry about the marshal.
Tell me about it.
But there was something else, too.
Something else, too?
Back in the early 40s...
Wait! What year is it now?
It's 1960, you nincompoop. Now, if you want to make it to 1961, you can it.
Well, back then, if you lived in Nevada for 6 whole weeks, you were now a resident. And residents of this great state were then eligible to get a divorce.
More like a delight.
Oh, Frankie. You put the sand in Sinatra.
Anyhow, I took my money from making Western pictures, and I moved out here, and I opened up Hoot Gibson's D4C Ranch and Casino. You get it? D4C? Divorcee? Y'all espy what I did there? Say it out loud, real fast like. See?
D4C.
It's the number 4 in the name.
Slow it down.
It's the letter D, the number 4, and then the letter C.
We're doing algebra.
No. It's not that hard, but you just got to say it fast. D4C.
Divorcee.
Oh, it's a bra size.
Anyway, you get the picture. It was a beautiful desert property. We had land, horses, a casino with table games, more horses, and the ability for a young lady to escape the legal contract that tied her to her unwanted spouse.
A one-stop shop for Hollywood ingenues. That's ingenues, huh?
Well, things were just plugging along, and life was good on the ranch. Until one day... I was taking time out for some target practice on the ranch. I set up a target a few hundred paces away and was lining up my shot when all of a sudden...
Hoot! Stables are cleaned out!
Perkins, I was about to fire this here weapon. Are you fixing to cause my aim to go astray or worse?
I'm right sorry about that, Hoot. Just wanted to tell you the chores is complete.
Well, I thank you kindly, Perkins. I'm thinking that bit of information could have waited about 2 more seconds.
Oh, I reckon so.
All right. Back to it. Easy does it.
Say, Hoot!
Doggone it, what's it now, Perkins?
I was just wondering, are you aiming to shoot that wee little playing card way over there?
That is literally what I'm doing. Aiming and about to be firing.
I Can't rightly see that. What is it? The Jack of Diamonds?
No.
Jack of Clubs?
No.
The Jack of Spades?
No.
The Jack of Jacks?
No, that ain't a card or even a suit, Perkins. That, my friend, is the Queen of Hearts.
This ain't the movies, Hoot. You don't have any trick photography to help you out.
Reckon I don't need it. I do all my own stunts.
That was a long time ago, Hoot. Let's see, that was back when...
Hush
well...
now. Ready? Aim.
Fire!
Oh, wait a minute! Oh, oh, dang it. Well, fiddlesticks. That shot went a mile wide. Who in the Yosemite Sam heck was that?
Hoot Gibson, I presume?
Well, yes, young miss.
It's ma'am, for the moment. Soon to be miss again.
Well, you have come to the right place, ma'am. Say, wait a tick, I know you. Fellas, it was Sophie Pembroke that made her way onto the D4C ranch that beautiful fall day.
Oh, yeah, she was a beautiful dame.
I remember seeing her in a few pictures back then.
Well, don't leave us hanging, Hoot. There she was. Beautiful girl like that, showing up on your doorstep to stay at your ranch.
That's what I'm saying. So I said, as I live and breathe, it's Sophie Pembroke. You're RKO's new star. I saw your last picture. You were mighty good.
Why, thank you. That's very kind.
Forgive me if I'm a little tongue-tied. We ain't never had such a celebrity here before.
What about you, Mr. Gibson?
Oh, shucks, I don't count. Oh, where are my manners? Let me get your, just a handbag, ma'am?
Oh, that's right. I had to travel lightly.
Well, Perkins and I can take you into town and get some new clothes. You'll be here for a while.
Oh, I like picking out clothes.
Now, that's enough, Perkins.
Okay.
Ma'am, it'll be 6 weeks before you become a resident of Nevada, the most beautiful state in the Union. And then you'll be able to legally dissolve that pesky other union, that one between you and your lawfully wedded husband. Sophie, we are honored to have you as our guest. Welcome to the D4C Ranch.
Well, thank you. It's a pleasure
Did you spy what I did there?
Yes.
With the name.
I get it.
D4C? Sounds like divorcee.
Yes, I already understood.
I'm just making sure. I'm proud of it.
Me too, Hoot.
Why are you still here?
Stables are clean.
So you see, it's a fully functioning ranch, too. And this here is our casino.
It's awfully quiet in here. Just the two tables?
Oh, well, it'll pick up later. Most ladies are out by the pool reading a book and getting some sun, but we've got some games of chance, if you like.
I've never played any games. I wouldn't know where to begin.
Well, the table games have their rules, but these fancy new slot machines have just one. Pull the handle. Here, why don't you give this fella a try?
Oh, dear. This looks like a cowboy, but he's only got one arm. Oh, and he's holding a gun, and there are three boxes with different symbols on his chest.
That is a vivid and very detailed description, ma'am. This here's our latest addition to the floor. We call him the One-Armed Bandit. Go on, give his arm a tug.
I'd rather not. He's very aggressive.
Oh, it's all right. He won't hurt you. Here's a quarter. This pulls on the house.
All right. Stamps the hand.
Wow! What? Whoa! Oh,
what did I do?
You won! One pull on that machine, fellas, and Sophie Pembroke broke the bank.
She hit the jackpot, Daddy-O.
I felt like I was the one that hit the jackpot. She was beautiful.
What am I supposed to do with all this loot, Hoot?
Loot? Hoot! I espy what you did there.
Well?
Loot and hoot, huh? All right, I like that a lot.
Well,
loot and hoot. Yeah. Well, Perkins will scoop them up and apply it to your tab.
What about me?
Coin duty, Perkins. My goodness, looks like your stay here is going to be on the house. Your ice-cold poolside lemonade, m'lady.
Oh, thank you, Mr. Gibson. You're very kind. It does get very hot here.
Yep, that's one thing about Las Vegas. It gets a little toasty. 110 degrees toasty, to be exact.
If I may, Mr. Gibson, and please, no offense is intended. This is a beautiful ranch, and it's a very refreshing pool, but I've got to be here for 5 more weeks before I can file for my divorce. And again, no offense, I'm just about bored out of my heat-addled mind.
Oh, no offense taken. In fact,
I've got just the cure for what ails you.
Oh, what's that, Mr. Gibson? I'm simply dying to know.
Well,
I'm waiting.
Well, you could join me tonight at the Last Frontier.
Is that a metaphor?
No, it's a resort.
Oh.
You see that big place way down the street above the trees? I'm saying I'd like to take you out tonight, ma'am, if you'll allow me, ma'am.
Oh, that is quite literal. Well, yes. Yes, I'd like that, Mr. Gibson.
Oh, shucks. Call me Hoot.
Mr. Gibson.
Now, why does that sound familiar? The Last Frontier.
It's now the New Frontier.
Oh, yeah, that's right. They had that little western village in the back with the chapel where Betty Grable got married. Like Frontierland over at Disney's place, but without that spooky giant mouse.
Is it just me, or is this a really long answer to my question? What made you decide to move out here, Hoot?
Quiet, will ya? I want to find out what happens next.
What happens next is Dino pours himself another drink.
Hey, don't give it away.
Go ahead, Hoot. Tell us about the Last Frontier.
I didn't know it was possible to take a horse to the casino.
Well, I believe the valets prefer cars on account of the cleanup, but they still keep a bag of oats on hand for old Trigger here.
What does that sign say? Tonight, one night only, rising new star... Oh, you're taking me to see a show!
Yes, ma'am. He's a new piano player in town. His name is, Liberace?
Oh.
Liberace?
Liberace?
Something.
No.
I don't know.
I have no idea.
Lib something.
Well, I've never heard of him.
Well, I hope he knows how to play Oh Susanna.
Mr. Gibson.
Well, that was, not what I expected.
Beautiful piano playing.
Well, something about him seemed a little funny, I suppose. I can't quite put my finger on it.
I hope he comes back and plays again someday.
Now, was that whole piano made out of diamonds? Seems impractical.
Hoot, enough about Libby Ray Cheese. It's burning question time.
All right, shoot.
Why did your parents name you Hoot?
Aw, they did no such thing. My Christian name is Edmund Richard Gibson, but don't tell anyone. It's embarrassing.
Yes, that is a rather silly name. no offense is intended, of course.
Some taken.
Well, why did they call you Hoot?
It depends on which one of my publicists you talk to. They might say that as a youngster, I used to like to hunt owls, which is not at all true. Who hunts owls? It's too dark. They might say that when I did vaudeville shows, the audience would laugh so much, they called me Hoot. Also not true. I didn't last too long because it wasn't very funny.
Oh, I'll say.
I'm going to ignore that. They might also have said that while I was a teenager working on a rodeo ranch, they called me Hoot Owl and then just Hoot, and that's true, but it's not the whole story. You see, when I was a kid, I was a messenger for the Owl Drug Company, and they called me Hoot, and I guess it just stuck. But what they really should call me is boring. Good Lord, ask a question, and I do go on.
That's all right, Hoot. Or should I say Edmund?
No, you should not.
Well, my real name is Sophie, but my last name is Moskowitz. That wouldn't fly in Hollywood, so when I signed my contract with RKO, you fell asleep much faster than me.
Oh, sorry. What did you say?
Never mind. So, Mr. Gibson, burning question the second. Why did you open up your place?
Oh, I love it out here in Las Vegas. Beautiful scenery, world-class entertainment, games a chance.
Why did you open up your place, Hoot?
Well, I guess you could say I've been lucky in love. And I reckon you could also say the opposite.
And why could you say that?
I've been married, Sophie, more than once.
What happened?
Arguing, money troubles, the usual. I got myself a divorce. 3 of them, in fact. I tried as hard as I could, but all my fancy skills, shooting, riding, rope tricks, shouting at Perkins, none of them could save my marriage, or marriages.
Oh, I'm sorry, Hoot.
Me too, Sophie. Me too. It took so long each time, and I kept losing my dang money. And once I learned Nevada changed their laws to make it easier, I made a pledge that I would help those who had been where I was. If I can make it better for even one good-hearted person struggling at the hardest time in their life, then it's already been worth it. Even though the casino portion is currently operating at a loss, but... My goodness, this prime rib is delicious. Sophie, you want a bite? What's the matter? Something wrong? Was it something I said about the prime rib being delicious?
No, Mr. Gibson. The reason I checked into your ranch under an alias is not just because I've made a couple of pictures. It's because I'm afraid of my husband, Tom.
I don't like that.
He's a very jealous man.
And I double don't like that.
He's a bit player. You can usually see him as the heavy or thug in westerns and gangster pics. And in real life, he means well, but it's not too far off from the pictures. He's trying to change, Mr. Gibson, but I just don't know.
Sophie, not to worry. You are a guest at Hoot Gibson's Ranch, and I take care of my guests. As long as you're with me, I'll keep you safe.
You will?
I promise. Now, how about a bite of that steak?
Oh, it's so good.
Mm-hmm.
Whew, it's gotten a little chilly.
You can wear my coat on the ride home, Sophie.
Thank you, Mr. Gibson.
Well, well, well. Isn't this romantic?
Tom!
Who?
Me.
I know you're me, but who are you?
Tom Pembroke, Esquire.
Pembroke. Why does that name sound familiar?
Oh, Mr. Gibson, that's my husband.
You're Sophie's husband.
And you're the great Hoot Gibson, a real big movie star. Just like my wife.
Tom, put that thing away. You'll hurt someone.
Now, that's an interesting idea.
Now, just hold on, fella.
No, you hold on. Or rather, let go. Sophie here is my lawfully wedded wife. I love her.
You sure picked a funny way to show it.
My point, exactly.
Hush up now. Empty your pockets, Hoot. I don't want you getting the drop on me.
Well, just calm down. I ain't got much. No weapon to speak of. Here, just a few casino chips. Go on. Take them. You can use them anywhere in town, even at the grocery store. Go on and buy yourself a hairbrush.
Well, what about that there rope on your belt?
Oh, this old thing? I just use it to rustle up cattle on the ranch.
Like this! My six gun!
Aha!
Mr. Gibson!
Not so fast.
Come on, a knife now?
That's right, Hoot. Don't make me do nothing I might regret. Drop that rope. Now, if you don't mind, Sophie and I are going to go sort things out.
There is nothing to discuss, Tom.
Please, will you just give me a chance to explain myself?
Tom, it would be easier for me to give you a chance if you would put this knife down.
She's got a point, Tom.
Reckon I've got a point right here. Stay where you are, cowpoke. One false move and...
Wouldn't that mess up your plan of getting back together, Tom?
Why you always got to be right, Sophie?
Well, we were in a real jam. I had whipped his six-shooter away into the darkness, but Tom had the drop on me and Sophie real good. But he couldn't go out looking like that, what with him clutching onto her and sporting a knife like that.
So what did you do?
Yeah, did you get the no-good bum?
Tell us he saved the day, babe.
Well, he took off running like a frightened rabbit with Sophie in tow to the only place he could. The Western Village right there on the property.
He ducked into the old West Town?
That's a little on the nose.
It wasn't just on the nose, it was the nose. And it was time for an old-fashioned showdown. And so I began a long, slow midnight walk through a deserted old West theme park. I had found Tom's six-shooter and had it with me, but I didn't want to hit Sophie or cause any bloodshed anyhow. The resort would keep the lights on at some of the windows at night so I could see a bit. I passed the post office, the courtyard square, the livery, the stable, the outhouse, the other outhouse.
Just get to it, Hoot!
Right. Well, then I could hear rustling coming through the wedding chapel up ahead. I went inside. There was Tom, standing there with Sophie, knife in hand. She was struggling, but he was holding tight.
Thought we'd stop in and get right with the Lord, Hoot. Why don't you come on forward?
Now, Tom, hold on. We can talk this through.
Indeed we can. Pick up that good book over there. You're gonna help us renew our vows.
Are you serious, Tom?
I'm not a preacher man, Tom.
Quiet now. We can work this out. I know sometimes I let my temper get the best of me, but I can change! Make it with a ceremony.
What followed was the strangest couple of minutes I ever did experience. I got up on the pulpit and started reading a few words about love and people coming together. And then we got to the rings. And now, how are we gonna do the rings part?
Oh, yeah, I guess I hadn't thought that far. Hold on, let me take this ring off. Sorry, it's just, hard to take it off while brandishing this weapon. Ow! Why do they make rings so tight these days? It's not natural. Yeah! There we go. Now, Sophie, honey, you put this ring back on me.
Repeat after me. With this ring.
With this ring.
I thee wed.
I thee dead!
No!
Nice one, Sophie! Or should I say, nice pun?
You're still not made for vaudeville, Hoot.
Sophie ran off into the night, and Tom was hot on her heels. He totally forgot about me and the gun. I ran back to the entrance and picked up the six-shooter again.
Come back, baby! I love you! I realize I have a funny way of showing it!
Help! Mr. Gibson, help!
This weren't a Hollywood movie. This was the real deal. I knew I had one chance. I readied myself, took aim, and...
Hoot! I cleaned the night stables!
Perkins, you truly are a man of inopportune moments!
You did it, babe!
You plugged him full of lead!
Instead of forever holding your piece, you used it.
Well, I fired, and yeah, I hit my target all right, but it wasn't what you're thinking. I hit the water tower, did some physics, trick shooting. He kept running, the tower started to buckle, and then...
Baby, I'm real sorry! I said I'm real sorry!
Mr. Gibson, you missed!
Oh,
oh dear.
Whoa!
Well, partner, looks like you're all washed up.
Can you please get this large plank of wood off me?
Oh, Hoot.
I told you you'd be safe with me.
Well, except for being held at knife point, having a gun pointed at me, dodging a toppled water tower.
Okay, we had to work through some issues, but we made it.
Yes, we did.
Well, I hogtied Tom, escorted him back to the casino, and called the marshal, who took care of him real quick.
Hey! Hey, Sophie! Hey! Hey, I'm gonna use this incarceration time to work on my problems with anger! I can change!
Well, Sophie, do you want to go inside and maybe play the one-armed bandit?
I think we've used up all of our good luck for the day, Hoot.
Oh, I wouldn't reckon so, Sophie. After all, here I am with the most beautiful woman in all of Nevada. That just about makes me the luckiest feller in the West.
You are a charmer, ain't you? Now you've got me talking like you.
Less talking, more smooching, please.
Oh, babe, well played.
Here's a man after my own heart.
Aw, shucks, thanks, fellas.
So you rode off and it was happily ever after, right?
Well, nope. She finished out her stay, got her divorce, and I never saw her again. Last I heard, she had married some Greek millionaire. But it didn't matter none. I found I could love again.
Unbelievable, Hoot.
Well, look at me. I've gone on too long. I got enough stories of this old town to put anyone to sleep. I'll let you gentlemen get back to what you were doing.
You know we still got another hour before we start shooting, right?
Well, all right. I'll tell you another one, fellas. You better get another round.
Another round of drinks. What are you having, Hoot?
I'll take another Roy Rogers. Wait, no. Make it a Hoot Gibson.
All right.
Same drink, just so we're clear. Just different name.
Oh, I
right?
see.
Full circle.
Hoot saved the day, but how will he fare against mysterious bandits at the Boulder Dam? Find out in our next thrilling episode, Wyatt Earp's Last Ride.
Hoot Gibson, Vegas Cowboy. Written and directed by Eric Martin and Justin Michael.
Starring Andy Daly as Hoot Gibson, Matt Gourley as Frank Sinatra, Jeremy Carter as Dean Martin, Baron Vaughn as Sammy Davis Jr.
Special guest stars Weird Al Yankovic as Tom Pembroke and Molly Quinn as Sophie Pembroke.
And featuring Eric Martin as the announcer, PJ Oakland as the PA, and Justin Michael as Perkins.
Sound design by Patrick Jansen. Music by Casey Trela. Edited by Eric Martin. Recorded by Ryan Connor, Marty Lester, and Eric Martin.
Special thanks to David G. Schwartz and UNLV's Center for Gaming Research, and to Jay Levy and Imaginary Entertainment. Executive producer, Andrew Porter.
This is a Howl Original production.
Hey, it's Eric Martin here. Thank you so much for listening to our show here on Howl. Next week, we're going to have episode 2, And it's going to feature John Ross Bowie, a star of the new ABC hit Speechless, The Big Bang Theory. Also, Hal Lublin from Thrilling Adventure Hour and Welcome to Night Vale is going to be here. Mark McConville from Super Ego and Pistol Shrimps Radio Hour. Many other special guests joining Andy and the Rat Pack. So that's coming up. But in the meantime, there's a lot of other stuff on here that we think you'd get a kick out of. The Mysterious Secrets of Uncle Birdie's Botanarium, despite having a ridiculously long name, is a ridiculously funny show starring Jemaine Clement of Flight of the Conchords. He plays a ship commander on a mission to find a plant known to be the very source of pleasure in the world, Heaven's Clover. Or, if you're not into plants, you can check out Fruit from creator Issa Rae. Now, Fruit is a show about a pro football player named X, on a journey of self-discovery and sexual exploration, both on and off the field. Of course, you don't have to choose. You can pick both. Uncle Birdie and Fruit and many other shows are only available right here on Howl Premium. So check them out today, and we'll see you next week.